Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast. I'm telling you guys, we had to fuck with this goddamn thing. We spent three fucking hours getting all the goddamn volumes even so that the fucking every people who have phones out in the middle of nowhere could hear it as the same level as everybody. Everybody was at the same level. The fucking cocksucker, without our electricity didn't go out, but the fucking computer got kicked off, and then we had that cocksucker call in yesterday. He was on a goddamn either a gaming computer or a transmission computer, and he fucking shot fucking juice. I mean, he tried to fucking overload us. We hadn't had our limiters on. He would have fucked something up. I'll tell you what, you motherfucker. I hope you're listening, because I'm sending the fucking trackers after you, fucker. I'm going to find you, and you better pray you ain't in fucking range of where I can get my goddamn hands on you, because I will pound your ass into a bloody fucking pulp. You better stay out of my fucking house. I'm sending something back to you, too, you cocksucker. That being said, you're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday, which works for me. It's the 24th day of March, 2022. It's 12:05 Pacific time. And I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that will be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up and mix it up with me today. You better not be on no goddamn powered fucking computer, or I'm going to send something up your fucking ass that you'll never forget. You'll put your goddamn computer out with a goddamn fire extinguisher, motherfucker.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
Are you talking about whoever called in yesterday?
Yeah. That one.
That was really loud. It was loud, loud, loud.
Yeah. That was a powered unit. That's why I said good phone. You see, we spent three fucking hours getting everything at the same level so that I'm no louder than anybody else and nobody else, even down to the person who's just listening on a cell phone who has no, that's the only way they have to listen. They're the same loudness. They hear the same loudness. You can't get the music perfect on the cell phone, on the phone line, because they're not made for it. But it sounds, everything's a level, and we can hear everybody. We can talk.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt. That was me.
Hey, you son of a bitch. You turn that motherfucker down now. You get off. Get him off there, Laura. You fucking cocksucker. I'm coming for you. Don't you ever call into this goddamn program again, you fucking prick. I know what you're doing. I fucking went to school for this fucking shit. I know goddamn radio engineering, you son of a bitch. Think you're going to fuck my shit up? I'll come fuck you up. Anyways, I was talking to... how are you listening, Missy? Is everything sound okay on your end? Misty?
Sounding okay, Henry.
Sounding good to you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody listening on the broadcaster, are we broadcasting on the broadcaster? Huh? Okay,
yeah, Henry, it sounds great.
Okay, we're good, 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 good. You see that?
Yeah, it sounds great. That dude came in blasting those shit.
Uh-huh.
I unmuted because I was trying to listen on the other end, but you're good to go.
All righty then. If that cocksucker calls back in, make sure you write that number down, Laura. We're sending a fucking
I was on speakerphone. My apologies, Mr. Shinewee.
No, you don't pass you, you son of a bitch. Get off my broadcast now. I mean it. I'll hunt you down, you motherfucker. Get off. Stay off. Anyways, so I didn't, I mean, I'm trying to get, you know, the last of the programming together. I didn't even get there when our broadcaster down. Huh? You got it on a delay, Laura. I just watched the son of a bitch go down. It's these goddamn son of a bitches that want to take, you know, they want us out of the fucking way. You guys did a great job of building a fucking goddamn movement. You know what, now it's time for us fuckers with money to take it over. You ain't taking shit over, motherfucker.
Henry.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking broadcast just went down.
I know, it's going right back up.
Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. You know I run on both ends.
No, not at all. I'm not mad at you. This is these cocksuckers fucking, that's what they're trying to do here. See, the only thing we had to replace was the fucking tower. I mean, I took all this fucking shit and I took it all down to nothing, down to the fucking boards. And I reconfigured it around the parts that they had fucking destroyed because they know you can't get parts. You can't buy parts for the circuit boards. You can't get the shit to fix it. So I had to reconfigure around it. And they're not going to fuck it up. I'll send goddamn pure AC up their goddamn ass. Oh, anyways, like I said, you know, we had a hard time. I didn't get to read all the articles, so we're just going to start from where I did get a do a move head on across. See what we got here. Russian member of parliament demands reparations from U.S. Return of Alaska, Fort in California. Okay, now this is from Natural News, which fucking is bullshit anyway. But this was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Russian member of parliament who often speaks on behalf of the Kremlin is demanding the return of Alaska and an area of California that once represented Russia's southernmost outpost in North America in a bit of a lunacy on a national TV program. Now, see what they're trying to do here, people? They're trying to get us mad at the fucking Russians. The people are telling them, fuck you, we don't have nothing. Take that Ukraine, you take that goddamn fucking Biden's goddamn, the Biden cartel's fucking goddamn country and shove it right up your fucking ass. We are not going to fucking fight the fucking Russians over fucking Ukraine. We got nothing against the Russian people. And the Russian people have nothing against our people. The thing is, the oligarchs, I mean, goddamn Putin, now Putin, he ain't, don't you people in Russia think that that son of a bitch is your buddy because he ain't, I think our recording just went off and it sure as fuck did. Huh? They still can't get past it. I'm going to send them something, you motherfuckers. They got to hate this shit, man. Here.
That? Oh, I didn't hit record.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I forgot to set it up.
That's all right, man. God damn, what's going on? What the hell would you expect?
I'm not going to. We'll just get it off the phone line.
All right. Yeah, if it's there.
I hope it stays.
Get down there and make sure that prick ain't getting back on this goddamn podcast.
Okay.
See, this is going to a lot of fucking trouble, to keep one person from fucking talking, man. But I'll tell you people what they really fucking hate. You know, that's why I work so hard to get the goddamn, all the lines even. And so that even, you know, the person with just the fucking cell phone listening, everything is so clear. Everybody can hear everybody. And when you get four or five of you people going at it, I like to step back out of the way and just kind of keep, you know, people from talking over each other. But they fucking hate it because that's the goddamn people in the public square saying, hang their goddamn treasonous fucking asses. And they fucking know it. This is fucking, they're putting their fucking boys to work. The one cocksucker, they did threat. We tracked that fucker down fucking always in his two FBI fucking contacts. You betcha. I'll tell you, son of a bitches, what, man. I've been playing with electricity since I was a little boy, and I got some fucking ideas for you. You want to come in my house and try to fuck with my shit? I will come in your fucking house and tear your shit all to pieces, you fucking cocksuckers. Russian member of parliament. Okay, but that's what we're talking about, the Russians. They see that they're trying to, the people, you know, saying, fuck you and fuck the Ukraine. You're stealing the fucking money. We're watching you steal the goddamn money. You're taking billions of fucking dollars, laundering it through. And you got goddamn Hunter Biden over there
Son of a bitch still hasn't been investigated for what fucking he did, Biden did when he was vice president. This is fucking gangsterism. This is the mafia. And you, anybody stupid enough to go fight for the fucking corporate mafia? See, that's their problem. We had that one article just, I don't know, this week maybe sometime, where they were talking about that, you know, people aren't going for this shit. I'll stay here and fight for my homeland. I'm not going to the fucking, fuck, what is the Ukraine? Think about it, people. We have, it's just like Syria. We had no goddamn fucking agreements with them. Nothing. No reason for us to give a shit what happens over there, except for the goddamn Zionist Israelis, huh? This is goddamn being orchestrated, and the people aren't falling for it, so they're going to keep on fucking pushing, just like this here is supposed to make me get mad at the Russians. Come on, Russian, you come over here and try to take Alaska. The Russians aren't going to take fucking Alaska. They're not going to take shit. They should be destroying the fucking goddamn corporation that's running their goddamn lives and stealing all their wealth, too. They had any fucking sense. At any rate, back to the article. Let me see, get over here. Someone do this. All right. The demand comes in the wake of pushing economic sanctions imposed on Russia, or punishing economic sanctions imposed on Russia by the United States and many of its Western allies. There ain't no fucking allies. There ain't no fucking country. This goddamn international corporate mafia, they are all contracted into one motherfucking one world fucking mafia, plain and simple. Whatever you fucking see is what they orchestrate. This is all fucking horse shit. That's another, oh, that's why they're mad. Well, they're mad at us, John. Let's go. Well, I'm going to vote. They're mad at us, and they're going to try to take Alaska. I'll go up to Alaska. I'll whoop her goddamn ass. They tried. Fucking Russians. Nah, people. You people of the world, don't let these motherfuckers turn you one on another and have you kill each other for them. You kill them motherfuckers. And then we can have fucking peace on this goddamn earth, and maybe we can live our lives and be left the fuck alone. Let's see here. President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, which has resulted in thousands of deaths, including soldiers and civilians. Whatever the fuck. I'm going to believe anything you say, and I really don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck about the Ukraine. You got it? And like I said, just like Syria, we have no agreements with the fucking Ukraine. All it is the goddamn boar's nest, whore's nest, for the fucking Biden fucking cartel. Because I'm telling you, all this fucking, I mean, yesterday they're asking for billions more to go over there, and at the same time, the day before, they're telling you they're packing it off. The same, and these are the same son of a bitches that Donald Trump gave $2.2 trillion to after the fucking 2008 derivatives bubble pop, and we had to pay off the goddamn junk loans that fucking the regulators let become AAA derivatives. We had to pay those off $1.10 on the goddamn fucking dollar, and they got the fucking properties back. And it's the same fucking people. And then under fucking Trumpy, Mnuchin ends up being your goddamn Treasury Secretary. Are you really that fucking stupid, people? Do not fall for this fucking shit. They are so, I'm telling you, they are desperate. If they're this fucking desperate that they're trying to play Third World War here, that means that they're on their fucking heels, man. It's time to knock their ass down. Stomp them into the goddamn pavement. Soldiers and civilians. It also comes after Putin's regime flooded Russian airwaves on state-run channels with all sorts of pro-war propaganda. Oh, God, son of a bitches. I'm going to get them Russians. I'm mad at them for something, they couldn't sell it on me. Fucking, oh, the poor Ukrainian fucking one world motherfuckers, these goddamn Nazi motherfuckers. They couldn't sell the people on going over there and fighting for them, son of a bitches. And the stupid asses that went over there got their goddamn passports cut up, and they're going to get slaughtered so that they can say Americans are being killed over there. Either every day you're going to hear something else bad that them goddamn Russians are doing to us people, and we're not doing the thing. We got to declare war on them. We got to have a third world war. Joe Biden talked about only 60 million people being killed between 1913 and to 1946 or what might have you. in two fucking world wars. This is what they've done every time. And he's right. That's how they ushered in this goddamn communism we're fucking living under is through World War One and World War Two. They caused all this fucking chaos. And then when the fucking, under each one of these fucking wars, when the soldiers have returned home, they said they did not know the home they returned to. That's because they used your ass. They want to get everybody out of here again. And they want to get all the fucking, get them out of here. Fucking use, and they're talking about the draft and everything. That's the same as coming to give me that fucking shot. That's the same as coming to get my gun. You are the fucking enemy. You have declared yourself my fucking enemy. You have declared war on me. You have declared war on every individual, free, sovereign, national. You have declared war on our unalienable, absolute, unchangeable, ratified by we the people through our representatives' law of December 15, 1791, you motherfuckers. And we understand what war is. Don't want to get shot. Don't declare war on fucking people. You declare war, you say, and then these motherfuckers have come right on the mainstream, these cocksuckers and watch just like Joe Biden, to come in there and talk about this new world. Or you motherfucker, you're declaring war on our sovereignty of this fucking nation and of our fucking people. You are enemy combatant as of this. As soon as those words come out of your fucking mouth, motherfucker. And like the guy tried to bring up assassination. Every goddamn soldier killed on the field was assassinated. Because that's what fucking war is. You think we're too... Oh, we call them assassination. Fuck yeah. No, it's getting fucking shot in the fucking war you fucking declared, you son of a bitches. And you've killed enough of our people. When you fucking... When you send your fucking snipers out to shoot... Here it goes. Get down again, Laura. Motherfuckers. See, we had no problem with this shit, people. You've seen that. I mean, goddamn, it was running perfect. This is a brand new fucking thing here. Now, all of a fucking sudden, like, man, because they are desperate. That's why I wasn't even going to come up today. I'm coming up every fucking day. I'm going to keep on. I'll keep turning. You turn it off. I turn it on. We'll fucking do this until fucking doomsday. But you are not going to fucking sell the people no fucking bullshit like you did back in 1944. And in 1917, you're not going to sell us into fucking killing one another by the fucking millions and billions this time around. We're not going to do the killing for you, cocksuckers. You're going to have to come. You're going to have to send your fucking balls, which you have none of, or else you're going to have to suit up your fucking self and come try and do it yourself. And we will be firing back. Make no fucking mistake. You're not having no goddamn New World Order. Excuse me, I think I need this coffee. Hell of a way to start a show, huh? Anyways, again, here, this is a propaganda piece trying to make the people, like, them goddamn Russians. The people have no, fuck, we got no beef with the, I want all the Russian goddamn foreigners out of my goddamn country. You can go home. You guys need to go home. Everybody needs to go to their own fucking country, declare their fucking sovereignty. You can take a copy of the Bill of Rights. We'll even translate it into your fucking language. But you need to get the fuck out of here. Because the jungle's about ready to fucking erupt. And when it does, man, there will be no fucking... We're not going to separate the fucking fly shit from the pepper. This fucking place is getting cleaned out. And our goddamn law is going to be fucking enforced. To the fucking right, to the fucking gallows. Anyway, it also comes after Putin, okay, flooded, which is designed to portray a vastly different picture to the Russian people of the horror being inflicted on the goddamn one world fucking Nazis, many of whom are ethnic Russians as first reported by the Daily Beast. I mean, these motherfuckers, you think we're going to fall for this goddamn shit, you lying pieces of fucking dog shit? See, and clearly designed to make you fucking, the average guy go, you try and take Alaska. You try it, and we'll come up here and we'll whoop you. Because we're Trump tarred ignorant son of bitches, and I'm going to go vote for as soon as I get done voting, I'm going up Alaska, I'll fight you. I hate you Russians. I don't even know you goddamn Russians. I just go to your own fucking country and stay there, everybody. Get the fuck out of here so we can clean this fucking place up. You're in our goddamn way. and you're not going to milk the fucking resources of our country because whatever you have got, you're not keeping it, and your ass is going to go anyway. I don't care if you're Russian. I don't care if you're fucking Colombian. I don't care if you're goddamn Guatemalan. I don't give a fuck who you are. You came here in violation of our fucking law. You took what belonged to us without due process of the law that is the goddamn fucking king. I mean, the cornerstone of the fucking of our country. I got one fucking document. It's the only one that exists. That fucking Constitution never existed. We the people never consented to it. We the people never fucking ratified it. None of our representatives. You had goddamn, I mean, on and on and on. And here we are today. But I'm going to, every time you fuckers do this, man, this is plain. I mean, listen to the propaganda, people. See if you can fucking see it. Let's see here. Let's bring this down a little more. We should be thinking about reparations from the damage that was caused by the sanctions and the war itself, because the two cost money, and we should get back, this is in quotation, and Mayakovich said during a appearance on a program Sunday evening with Valdemar Solovyov. No, motherfuckers, you're not going to sell it to us. This is just this is one of the fucking international corporate mafia trying to get the people of America. You're going to come take that bullshit. And you fucking Russians shouldn't be putting up with it either. I'm sure somebody's transcribing this over into fucking Russian. You people don't be stupid. You know what's fucking going on. You've seen it many times. Do you want to live like under the old Soviet Union again? I wouldn't think so. Man, I hate to come out screaming. It's not good. And when somebody fucks with your shit, it does kind of piss you off. Especially when you got the kind of fucking work that I had to put into getting this fucking thing working right. Okay, here we are. The return of all Russian properties, those of the Russian Empire, the Soviet Union, and current fucking house. Fuck you. Fuck you. It's not going to fucking work. I mean, I don't know no Russian people, and fucking I don't know if I've ever met a Russian that I can remember. Why would I have anything against the Russian people? What you Russian people need to do is free yourselves from these motherfucking international corporate monsters. Your boy Putin has got $20 billion in the fucking bank. How are you living in your fucking country that belongs to you? You think that motherfucker is going to go out there and put on ass on his chest and he's going to fight the whole goddamn world for you? You believe any of the shit that these people are putting out? They're just coming out of God. Well, you got the goddamn Israelis fucking down there fucking arming the fucking Nazis to fight the fucking goddamn communists when the communism came out of fucking Russia. I mean, come on, people. You're going to, this is a circle jerk. The only thing that's, reason they're failing is because the people aren't fucking buying into it. Everybody's saying the same thing. Fuck you. Fuck you, Crane. I don't got nothing. Fuck you. What are you going to go over there and the next thing that'll happen, you watch and see. Oh, they're using poison gas. That's why they brought up this thing there. That they're killing men, women, and children. Then the next thing will be, oh, they're searing gas. We've seen some searing gas. So there's some white hats over here. Saw some searing gas. Oh, Russia, you have to get rid of all your fucking, you better, the bottom line is fucking, we cannot beat Russia. Russia cannot beat us. Why can't Russia beat us? Why can't we beat Russia? Because we, between us, we can, fuck, we release all these fucking nukes. God damn, if there's anybody left, they're not a winner and they're not a loser. They're just a fucking survivor who might be able to start a new civilization because it'll kill every fucking body. It won't be worth having to nobody. For a long, long, long time. So you know all of this is horse shit. They want us to go out there conventionally. They'll talk about the fucking bomb. They're going to talk about the fucking bomb. Because that's supposed to scare you and make you know them Russians are threatening us with the bomb. I'm going to go out there and shoot it out with them with a rifle. Oh, really? Are you that fucking dumb? They're not going to fucking use the bomb. If they use the bomb, then the fucking bomb's going to be shot from here, and the bombs are going to be shot. Goddamn Pakistan. You know how many countries have fucking atomic fucking weapons? This whole goddamn planet will be just, would just be aglow. This is a fucking scam, and it has produced fucking trillions of dollars and put in the, I guarantee you, they're going and paying their tribute to the fucking Rothschilds, and they're fucking filling their fucking pockets up with your goddamn wealth while you're living like a fucking dog, paying $5 a gallon for fucking gas. Oh, the gas prices are going to come down. Oh, that was the next one I had. Well, let's finish this one. Let's see here. The return of Russian properties, those Russian empires over here. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. The host, Solovov, asked the Duma member if he was talking specifically about Alaska and Fort Ross. That was my next point, as well as the Antarctic. He responded, oh, no, you're taking it. No, you better not try it. I'm mad at you now, Russian. Some fucking one of your fucking masons got up and said something on TV. Oh, fuck all the Russian people should be destroyed. They're not. This is a fucking kill off. They're killing with the goddamn death shot. They're trying to kill every fucking way they fucking can. If we refuse to kill each other and kill them instead, we can have goddamn peace on this earth, and we can live a fucking life without misery in it. Hey, that goes for every country. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know what's amazing to see is how easily the masses are speared. So everybody was scared shitless of the COVID stuff, and then that went away. Now here I live in Cincinnati, there's fuck Russia flags everywhere, fuck Russia bumper stickers, Ukrainian flags everywhere. That stuff, did they make it overnight, or was it already ready-made?
The Masonic lodges of every fucking area, they have them across this fucking nation. They have them around the fucking world. That's who fucking made them. And started putting them on fucking cars, and everybody else is I don't know if you've heard the story of my dad and the fucking wiper and the dog, but he'd spin the wiper and the dog would spin with it. I mean, that's how, you know, it was a dog. These people are dumb as dogs. They'll put kill Russia. Why? Why? What's Ukraine to you people? What have they ever done what have they done for you except for take billions of dollars? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I was just saying, they don't even care about their own freedom, but they're concerned with Russia. Get fucking real.
Exactly, man. Hey, fucking exactly. Not to mention they're coming on there. We're the New World Order democracy. The fucking broadcaster just went down again. You're not liking it, are you, cocksuckers? We got you. We understand you. We know we're going to destroy your fucking asses. Make sure you understand it. She's going to have to turn this back on. You guys have to be patient. Just a second. It's going to go off. For you, it's listening, but she's putting it back on right now. This hasn't seen all these days since we put that new tower up. This shit hasn't happened until the day after I got everything fucking set level, with no power outage, the computer shut itself off. And when we turned it back on, there was a little microphone down in the fucking corner and said that they were running through our microphone. So we go to fucking check it out, and now we can't go no way but then. And it is that goddamn call-in line. I'm going to find out who owns that son of a bitch and who's running it. I'm going to find out who you are, Jew motherfucker. See, the Jews, when you get around them, we've been doing this for 10, 11 fucking years. Every time you get your way, you may find your way around a fucking obstacle they put in your place, and they fucking go for the next fucking obstacle. Just like they bought up all the goddamn servers. I mean, they've kicked people, take complete sites off. But they do it to this fucking site, and FCC motherfuckers, you better understand. I'm coming after that oversight committee. The head of that oversight committee, as an individual, I will charge that motherfucker with high treason, and he will either sign his name to high treason, or he will pull your fucking license. He'll pull the fucking license of you two phone line motherfuckers. You put me to the fucking task. I mean, you've been working my ass off. I mean, fucking, you don't know the time it took to fucking put all this shit back together and get this fucking broadcast going. They put us down for one day. They told us, goodbye. We're taking over here. You guys sure did a great job of fucking leading people into the rabble. We're going to take over now. You fucking think you are? I'll hunt you. I will hunt your fucking ass down. You fucking don't know who you're dealing with, you fucking cocksuckers. I do not fear you. I do not fear clothes. I don't fear nothing, you son of a bitches. Oh, I hate to keep going like that.
So let's go on to the next, see what else we got going here. What time in hell, we're past the break time, it's all right. People are 3D printing what appears to be fully functional RPG-like launchers. Are the people are starting to fucking manufacture their own fucking weaponry? Now somebody's got to manufacture the goddamn grenade that goes in it to be launched, I'm sure. But it can't be that fucking complicated. We probably built the son of a bitch. We got fucking how many people out there worked on the assembly lines? You think we can't fucking take your ass out? You're stupid. You're just fucking stupid. Okay, let's look at this. In just a decade, 3D printed guns have come a long way from the single shot. The Liberator pistol, published online for the world to download in 2013 by Cody Wilson, Defense distributed to a fully functional 3D printable semi-automatic pistol carbine entirely printed at home to what now appears to be a rocket launcher-like device. You think we're not going to fucking... We still have the goddamn resources. We can turn this war machine on. What turned it on in World War II? The fucking cock-sucking Mason motherfucking international corporate mafia. But who in the hell ran it? We fucking did. Who the hell died in the war and fought that fucking war? We fucking did. You think we can't do it for ourselves? You think we have to have some math that tells us to fucking get down and fucking get to work? Or you think that we can fucking just go to work ourselves? You think we ain't already been gone to work? You think we ain't seen this shit coming for a long fucking time? You're wrong. And you know it, and you're finding it out every day. You can't get what you fucking want, and you dared to come up and fucking say New World Order. You fucking dared it. You son of a bitches. Who's going to be a Trump-tard this time around? You're going to be a Trump-tard. You're going to be for the new fucking world order because Trump's for fucking invading fucking and fighting the Russians in Ukraine, ain't he? That makes him New World fucking Order, doesn't it? All you Trump-tards, my only run on the vote thing, this vote. I guess you're looking like the fucking retard you were, huh? Maybe you're going to try and make amends this time around. Go unregister to vote. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Saganto. We had to turn the broadcaster back on again, guys. Isn't that something? You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and fucking needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Hog Jaw. Get some. You're fixing to get some, you motherfuckers. You're cornered. You fucking know it. Your fucking asses are going down. Step into the jungle, motherfuckers. Anyway, back to the rocket launcher. Journalist Hannah reports deteriorance dispensed an online group that promotes and distributes open source 3D printing firearms blueprints has developed what appears to be recoilless launchers. And they're going to say, oh, God damn, they're building this. They can't be, you can't have, yes, we can. Oh, fucking yes, we can. Mr. Tench Koch, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress has no power. And there is no fucking Congress anyway, because the fucking Constitution that created it was a fucking fraud. Have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited of the power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. Every terrible fucking implement, and you're going to have it shoved right down your fucking throat. And all them guys that you're kicking out of the fucking, out of the NATO army, they're going to be coming home. They know how to use this shit real fucking good, man. They're going to teach. They're going to be teachers. They're going to do us well, and they're going to fight at our side because we're their fucking people. You motherfucking scumbag son of a bitch and international corporate mafia pricks are not. I guess I should try to get this right. Han Rahun said it's a 66-millimeter recoilless launcher with a soldier rest attachments, allowing it to convert to mortar. Mortar on the go. Really? Wow. That's nice. He said, God damn it, this deterrence, I guess it's deterrence dispensed, called the device the Kanzerfaust. They are claiming the recoilless launcher only launches drink cans. Well, I bet it does. Last year, the online group of 3D printer firearms enthusiasts developed a fully functional 3D printable semi-automatic pistol caliber carbine for $350, including the printer's cost. You see what you were coming, you technology motherfuckers, we created it all. That's what people, you got to understand, people. We created everything that they're fucking trying to scare us with. We don't need them to turn the industry of this goddamn country on. We are the fucking industry of this goddamn country. We just need to get up and fucking do it. And get to fucking taking this goddamn enemy of and under that we are under the occupation of in violation of our fucking law, of our founding fucking document, and get them the fuck out of here. And then fuck, I mean, they want a war? They got their fucking war. But we're not going to fucking keg up for you. You're going to cover the whole 390 million square miles. You think you can occupy us, you motherfuckers? Give her a go. The Biden administration and the ATF are panicking. You better be panicking about ghost guns, or in their eyes, 80% lower receivers. They're likely to announce regulations on 80% lowers and announce any fucking thing you want. We're at fucking war here, motherfucker. Why don't you go out to the battlefield and shout across there? You guys can't use those guns. You can't use no machine guns. No machine guns allowed, really? Fuck, you think we give a fuck? Once you start pulling fucking triggers, do the serial numbers matter anymore? I don't think they do. They're likely to announce regulations on 80% lowers in the coming weeks, if not months. As for 3D printer weapons at home, that's going to be a challenge for the ATF to regulate. You ain't regulating shit, you foreign fucking cocksuckers. Go back to Costa Rica where you were fucking hatched. You have no authority in this country, and you goddamn sure have no authority over any American national. You are a violation of our fucking law, a running violation, you scumbag, you foreign pieces of shit. Oh, now what else do we got here? I hate doing it this way. This will be the last day I got to do this. These are some I haven't read. Like I said, I don't know what the fuck they say, but we're going to find out together. Ta-da. U.S. reportedly agrees to home 100,000 Ukrainian refugees from Zero Hedge, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Oh, goddamn, now the Ukrainians can't be expected to fight a war in their own fucking country. They need to get over here and fucking start occupying our country, start building their new world army behind our fucking lines. Are we going to stop this fucking shit? Are we going to keep sitting around and waiting on it to fucking entrench? Because that's exactly what we're doing at this point in the ballgame. The person who built the launcher, fuck, I salute you, man. Way to go. But every fucking single one of us, individual, free, sovereign nationals, man, this is our goddamn country. We are the authority, and these motherfuckers are doing shit we don't want them to do. They do not represent us in the smallest fucking degree. It's time for us to stand up and represent our fucking selves. A week after it was reported that several major Polish cities had reached capacity, President Biden, who is holding emergency talks with NATO leaders in Brussels, I bet you are, you fucking prick. You can put two words together without a fucking teleprompter if you tried, is expected to announce plans for the United States to take 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and others fleeing Russian invasion. You ready? I mean, here comes some more. What are we down to now? How many do we outnumber them now? Here comes 100,000 more. And how they're pouring across that fucking southern border as I'm speaking to you. How many are you going to let get in here? How many of our people do you want to see die to straighten this shit out? Because it's kill or be killed. You better know that. These motherfuckers intend to kill you or enslave you. And they've made it clear. They've said it in their own fucking words. They talk New World Order. What the hell does that mean? That means no sovereignty. You have no country. If you have no country, you have no goddamn law. We have law. We still have our country. And we have the means to fucking take these motherfuckers out, and we better start fucking using them. It is our goddamn duty. It is our fucking right. It is our obligation to our fucking progeny not to leave them in a fucking condition of slavery. Our forefathers fucking fought like goddamn fucking savages to get these goddamn rights for us, and we're going to just let them be pissed away? We're going to let a handful of 238 motherfucking oligarchs or robber barons take them away from you? Corporations? You get your corporate fucking ass, take that fucking suit off, put on some fucking web gear, and let's go, motherfucker. Other than that, you're going to have to hire your fucking balls, and it ain't going to be fucking worth it, I promise you. The move comes as more than 10 million people in Ukraine have been forced from their homes and more than 3.4 million have fled the country, including 2 million who arrived in Poland. I mean, I got to see these fucking foreign countries as soon as the fucking foreign advisors start coming in from the United States. Fucking right on, man. We get free Walmart, too. Where do I go to get on the plane to get to the fucking United States? You're not coming here. We owe you nothing, son of a bitch. You come here to fight and die. You're coming to a war over here. You're coming to a real fucking war over here. Not with this goddamn wag the dog motherfucking false flag bullshit going on over there in the fucking Ukraine. And no, you're not going to get us. I don't care how many bumper stickers you put up here. I mean, the bumper stickers you see, you don't realize how many, you know, there's a goddamn Masonic lodge in every goddamn community. And then, you know, a few of them put them on, and everybody gets to be a fad. I mean, I've seen a lot of Trump stickers that have been peeled off lately. I can tell you that right now. You're going to be that stupid again? Let them son of a bitches put them on it. Let them put a goddamn hate, kill Russia, destroy Russia because of the fucking Ukraine. That marks you, you stupid son of a bitch. That shows that you are a fucking traitor. We have no business in the fucking Ukraine. It doesn't. The only person has business there is mafia business with the fucking Biden fucking dynasty, cartel, criminal fucking cartel. We're not going to fight for your criminal cartels, you motherfuckers. We are going to run you off this fucking planet. We're just going to destroy you. We're going to be gone. Be done with your fucking shit. Every couple of generations killing off our fucking people and shit like they're goddamn cattle, going down the goddamn chute to get their neck stuck in there and slap the fucking cage shut and then fucking bring the air hammer in and bust them in the head with a fucking ball of fucking iron ball. Kill them dead. I mean, that's how fucking stupid the people have been in the past, but we're not that stupid anymore. We have had the internet. You got it over to fucking the communists as fast as you could, but it wasn't fast enough, was it? You sat here and you fucking fucked with our goddamn broadcast. I mean, this son of a bitch, I mean, this thing's brand new. I mean, the fucking tower, there's no reason, people. There's no reason. They're in here. I flushed them out before I fucking put this fucker in. They're getting flushed again. I'm going to tear up some more of your shit, you cocksuckers. Okay. 10 million people in the Ukraine. 10 million. Boy, what's 10 more million fucking enemy fucking goddamn fighters? These people do not even know what the fucking Bill of Rights is. They don't even know it exists. And they're going to bring them here amongst us. I guarantee you the ones they bring will be the fucking ones that were actually the fucking whatever the resistance was over there, communist resistance. So these would be the communist side of it. These would be the communists. These are 100,000 communists they're bringing over to your fucking country behind your fucking lines. How long are you going to wait? That's really the only question left to ask. How long are you going to wait? Until they're in your fucking house, until they're in your fucking yard, until they've hacked up one of your kids with a fucking machete. How long are you going to wait? Until they're coming and storming your fucking house and coming in and fucking killing everybody inside. How long are you going to wait? Until they get enough numbers, until they outnumber you in your own fucking country, and you fucking were... In the beginning of this shit, they called them illegal aliens. Remember, goddamn, every election cycle. We're going to seal those borders. We're going to seal... I'm for sealing the borders. I'm going to seal the borders. And we got fucking Trumpy here. Oh, we're going to... Man, on day one, they're all fucking going. Every fucking elite one that came here illegally was going. Lying son of a bitch, one world fucking Zionist Jew motherfucker. Now you got him, or you got fucking Kamala Harris, or goddamn Joe Biden. Who in the hell are you going to vote for this time, retard? Huh? You fucking, and you're probably the son of a bitch is driving around with the goddamn stickers on your goddamn bumper because you're that goddamn stupid. Fucking Russians ain't done shit to America or to the American nationals. They have sent people over here. They're eating out our substance by sending foreign corporations over here, which is being allowed by the United States Corporation, which is an unlawful entity, which is a running violation of the 9th article of the supreme law of this fucking land. The fucking law that we, the people, are bound by our fucking goddamn oath as fucking Americans to goddamn enforce. Now you're going to get the fuck out. Every other motherfucker that came here illegally, you're going to get the fuck out. I mean, you Afghans, you might have faced hot lead before, but man, you're not in the fucking quantity. You're fixing to face it. And you're going to fucking leave. You're going to get the hell out of our country. And everybody left here better be able to speak real fucking clear English, because when you get told something, if you don't understand it, we'll know who you are. Oh, where were we here? Bloomberg report citing senior Biden administration. I love this senior. Fucking phone. Just stop it. So you're a fucking mafia. You're a fucking goddamn cartel of the mafia, the international corporate mafia, mafia, mafia. It's like Mussolini, mafia, the boss, the big guy. You guys can't cop that? Bloomberg report citing senior Biden administration officials that some of those allowed, citing senior Biden administration officials, that some of those allowed into the country will come as refugees. Oh, yes, they will. Because there ain't no laws on the goddamn books. So the admiralty doesn't even allow this, people. This is blatant fucking rogue occupation by the fucking communist / fucking fascist fucking goddamn international corporate mafia cartels. Plain and simple. And the reason they're pumping so many people in here is because we wouldn't kill each other. They couldn't divide us into two camps and get us to kill each other here in the Civil War. They'll probably get all of these goddamn foreigners together and say, well, they're all Americans too. I mean, they got them voting in fucking some places across this country. You're goddamn from another country. You can come in here and vote. No, you can. Yeah, I guess you can. But your vote ain't don't mean shit, because you're voting in a fucking unlawful election. You're voting in a fucking goddamn occupational election. And we, the people who fucking own this fucking country, we, the American nationals, who have the law on our fucking side, our law, written for us, by us, and ratified by us. December 15, 1791, we have the right, not only the right, the obligation, you have the goddamn obligation to get off your fucking sorry ass and fucking put these cocksuckers down like the dogs they are. We'll fucking kill you. We know what that son of a bitch in document says. And it's spreading. It is fucking spreading, people. More and more people are realizing the writing on the fucking wall. You're going to fight or you're going to fucking die. And you're going to leave your fucking grandchildren in a fucking condition of fucking slavery. And that will be your legacy. When they come, when one of your fucking relatives, you know, slips out through the fence and sneaks out to the fucking grave, the mass grave probably where you'll be buried, you stupid pricks. I'm bury y'all and just piss all over you. I just piss all over you for the fucking coward you are for allowing this to happen when you had the goddamn law. All you had to do is enforce the fucking law of your goddamn country. And they declared the goddamn war on you. And still, you fucking sit there and kneel. You can't do it. You got to get with the fucking program here. You want to lose this fucking country, the way to do it is to let them, there's 7 billion people out there dying to get to free Walmart. And I mean, it's just goddamn become, there ain't no goddamn even thoughts of God, of any kind of real money, wealth. It's all debt dollars anyway. It's the more digits in the computer to hand them over the shit so that they'll come here. So that if you kill all these American nationals who own this place by right and have the goddamn law on their side and the goddamn their declaration of their fucking rights of December 15, 1791 that says that they are the jurisdictional authority and they own this goddamn land. Well, you guys can stay here and work as our slaves. And we'll give you a lot better slave fodder than you were getting in your prior fucking slave life in your other country. That's what we're looking at, people. Wow. Well, I'm kind of burnt out from this fucking goddamn rally at the end here, man. I tell you, this is Russian. I mean, we're stopping. You ain't going to shut us fucking down. I mean, they'd already told us goodbye. You got us down for one day. You fucking shut the goddamn broadcaster off about 6 fucking times today, but we're fucking, hey, we're at the end of the program. And we've told exactly what you fucking pricks are and what you're doing. Ukraine, hey, fuck you. Yes, sir.
Hey, but you know, today, $3 trillion to Israel. For counseling.
Well, hell yes.
National Interest Foundation, $3 trillion.
Yeah. But I mean, we've got to the point to where it's become as irrelevant as, well, we're going to get the serial numbers off your gun. What's it fucking matter? You come to get the son of a bitch, you're going to fucking shoot it up. I'm going to kill as many of you as I can. Get that through your fucking head. You might get the gun, but it's going to be bloody, and there's a bunch of you going to be dead. We'll make widows and fucking orphans of your fucking families, you son of a bitches. Not to mention why you're fucking attacking one of us. One of us will be attacking your house. You fucking think you can play this game with us? You'll find out what fucking real fucking Americans are like when they go to fucking war. You'll be in the jungle then, you son of a bitches. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And it may be wild like today. A wild rush to get up. A wild rush to keep it up. But we ain't fucking stopping, and you better fucking get that through your head, and that is the word from the trenches.